100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1. Alvin, I again, that's facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin, I. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. Again, it's realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. And also, please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I got a story for y'all. I'm going to be talking about the right-hand man. So, here's the story. There once was two very, very good friends. Have been excellent friends since they were kids. And these two friends grew up and they learned about clout, having power in their environment. And at some point, these friends made an agreement with each other that they would have each other's backs through thick and thin. One was better at leading or with making decisions on how to make things happen. The other one was better at taking action. And so they created this relationship where one was more of the tactician and the other one was more of the execution person, the person to take action. Unfortunately, when they realized how their talents synergized, they took those talents and they used them in bad ways, because it became a push for clout. And they started off in just their neighborhood, and they started running basically a gang. And as they ran this gang, they saw that they could pretty much start doing more and more of whatever they wanted, for the sake of however they wanted it. Things got even more ruthless. They went from just bullying people to robbing people to raping people to doing all kind of despicable things in the name of power and control. And they started organizing some of these people who they would intimidate. And they created a network of sort that was not built on inspiration, but rather intimidation. And they found the right buttons to push with people and intimidate them into doing their will. Over time, in their relationship, in that dynamic, because the strategist was being more and more exposed to being taken over and usurped, he says, hey, I need to find a way to kind of put myself more low-key. I'm getting too much exposure. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to set up some of these people that we've got on board with our plan around you, and you be the front man, but I'll tell you everything you need to do, and we can still run this thing. And the guy with the action, the action guy said, okay, yeah, I can make that happen. And then the brains of the operation said, I'll make you look good, I'll make you look great, I'll make sure that you're taken care of. All you need to do at these times is follow my direction, and for anybody we need taken out, just go do it, just go make it happen, and we'll be good, we'll be straight. Right-hand man, guy that takes the action, said, yeah, that sounds cool, I just need to be pointed in the right direction. And so for many years that happened as well. The brains of the operation, he would fall back behind the scenes, and he would just simply tell the action guy, right hand man, what to do. And the plan went off pretty much without without hiccup. And the man, right hand man, he became more powerful and more powerful. And he became what it looked like the forefront of the whole operation. And they expanded from just their neighborhood to other local neighborhoods, to the city, to the state. And it just seemed like there was no end in sight. And one day, of course, they have their meeting again. And the brains operation was like, well, look, it's all good and great that we expanded and people just respecting our name in these streets, but this is getting a little unstable, and I need to kind of pull myself back a little bit more. I feel too much exposure. I don't know who to trust in my camps. So I'm gonna close my ranks up a little bit more. You know, we're gonna have circles, and then we're gonna have circles within circles, inner circles. And we gotta find a way to manage all these people and all these situations. And what we're gonna do now is we basically going to find ways to keep tabs on everybody. And we're gonna try to make everyone a snitch on everyone. And we're gonna tighten this thing up. And we also probably gonna have to take out, kill a couple more a sizable amount of people. Because it's too many people with too many situations to manage. What I need you to do is to be still down for this. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to ask for a little bit of sacrifice from you. I remember I told you that I was going to make sure that you were straight, everything taken care of, and I'm going to make sure you're the beacon. But I may need you to take just a few steps back, just a few. And also, I'm going to have to ask you to keep tabs on your peoples, your family, and your friends, and all of that, to make sure that they're working according to our plan. And as long as that's good, I mean, I really won't mess with them too much, except for those who go against the plan, because it's all about the plan so that we can stay in control. So he drops this on the right-hand man. And at this point, the right-hand man realizes that it's not about them together making this thing happen, but rather it's about everything that so-called brain and operations wants. What the assumption was that the right-hand man did not have the same capacity as his friend, who's the brains of the operation. And at this time, they're peaking, you know, they're getting a little bit older in age. So now the right-hand man has a choice to make. Is he going to continue to go with the plans of the brains of the operation, or is he gonna take everything that he's learned in all of his taking action and power getting for them both and flip that on the other guy's head and create a new situation, restructure the whole organization? And is he going to decide either, or is he going to decide, just like the brains of operation, to concentrate all that influence and clout and power and try to control all this territory that they've gained and all of their calculations? Or is he going to restructure in a way that he only makes sure that his neighborhood is good and the people are in it, and allow others to run their neighborhoods the way that they want to? So, at some point, small rifts start happening. Because the right-hand man now is questioning more and not taking as decisive action as the thinker guy, the brains of the operation, wants him to. Brings the operation, starts to notice it, but by the time he does, it may be too late. So now we kind of wait and see whether brains of the operation or the long-standing brains of the operation is going to keep his reign without as much influence or as much execution as the right-hand man, or will the right-hand man find a way to basically take that whole dynamic and flip it against his other friend's head, because he now realizes that his friend has no end to all the control he wants to have. Interesting story, huh? I mean, it makes a very good story for like a B movie. But is it just a story? So go back to the beginning of this podcast and replace a few key things. Replace the brains of the operation with what I call the global elite system, and replace the right-hand man with the United States of America. Replace neighborhoods with countries and nations. And let's see how this story plays out by late January. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This has been AH3 with Real Talk with AH3. The vibe music that you're hearing behind the scenes is Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL. For more information, you can contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL, at gmail.com. And until next time, peace.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.